Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our third and final hour of this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're joined by Dr. Ted Brewer. His website, healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com. He broadcasts also, him and his son Austin, here on Global Star Radio Network each and every weekday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Sundays before Dave Hodges, 7 to 8 p.m. Right here on Global Star, if I didn't
know. Yeah, and he's got a great program, folks. Tune in, he and his son, Austin. What a wealth of information. And, you know, it's interesting. We do have a listing of shows that we listen to. And, of course, Ted is on there, Dave Hodges, and many others. But, well, I shouldn't say many others. Select others that we listen to. So definitely plug into Ted Brewer, his show. Global Star Radio Network. He and his son Austin do a great job. Ted, thanks for hanging with us the last hour here, man. Let's put the pedal to the metal and let's talk about some mind control, shall we?
Because yeah, I've got a bunch more to touch on this. We'll pull off the nutrition stuff for a bit. I've done enough of that tonight, anyhow. And by the way, I want to thank everybody for supporting HealthMasters.com. Thank you. Thank you for signing up for the newsletter. Thank you for watching the show. I'll let you know that I will be on with Dave Hodges his second and third hour on Sunday night. So he's asked me to come on there from 8 until 10 on Sunday. No, I'm sorry, from 9 until 10, 9 till 11 on Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time. And I'll also have my show, which is immediately before Dave Hodges' show, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Global Star Radio on Sunday night. So Sunday night will be a big night as far as with me and Dave again. So I appreciate you guys supporting Health Masters. I appreciate you supporting Dave and Doug. And if everybody would just do me a favor and just, if you enjoy the show that we're doing tonight, just go ahead and send Doug a couple bucks via PayPal. I mean, that's all you got to do. If everybody listening to this show tonight or listening to it on the podcast would just go to Hagman and Hagman and give them 5, 10, 15 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever you want to do, whatever you can afford, and everybody can afford a few dollars, it'll really help them with their budgets. I mean, running one of these big organizations like they have and doing all this airtime, this stuff's expensive. And, you know, and they don't really have a way to self-fund if it wasn't for just the fact of the good graces of all the folks that listen. So thank you for supporting Hagman and Hagman and Hodges. And thank you for supporting us. I want to be that person that thanks you guys for doing that. Now, I'm going to talk about some stuff now that's going to be kind of it's not conspiracy theory, but it sounds so crazy that it just, you know, people don't want to believe it's true. And that's what we were talking about before the last break, before we went to the top of the hour. And I'm going to go ahead and start on that now. Here's a topic. Why is Google building a secret, giant, experimental radio transmitter in the desert? This thing is huge. You should see a picture of it. Outside Truth or Consequences, New Mexico is a sparsely populated middle-of-nowhere area where the Spaceport America is located. Google is planning to build a huge experimental radio transmitter, a purpose of which is apparently secret. Much of Google's application with the FCC is redacted. Why would Google have redacted information with the FCC? Here's a summary from what can be gleaned from According to Popular Mechanics. It will work with ranges typically utilized for communication devices, the 2.5 gigahertz and 5.8 gigahertz bands, but include higher millimeter bands. As Benchkoff points out, there's a transmitter in the 70-80 gigahertz band. That band isn't regulated much by the FCC and is typically used for high bandwidth communications and frequencies under the range of 60 gigahertz. All AM radio stations top out at 50 gigahertz, which can reach at least 38 states. So this thing's going to be so big, it's going to be covering like the entire United States. Because the company's close relationship to government spy agencies and the Bilderberger Group, its infatuation with the artificial intelligence and the singularity a la its director of engineering and futurist Ray Kurzweil and the patenting of gadgets such as this creepy child's toy that spies on anyone who comes near it, there's every reason to question what Google is really up to. I mean, think about this stuff for a second, guys. They're building a transmitter so big and a frequency range so high they can literally reach all 50 states with it. Why do they need that? Think about that. You know, why do they need to reach all 50 states and communicate with all of us? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're planning on doing something nefarious with that technology. That's the only reason they're doing it. Here's another one. Study proves electromagnetic fields from cell towers can actually amplify pain. This is from Alex Petrowski. If you ever wonder why thousands of cell phone towers and electromagnetic signals permeate society nowadays, could be potentially harmful to your body, mind, and environment, you're not alone. A small minority of people are so sensitive to electromagnetic radiation that they've been forced to move into cave-like domiciles, including Faraday cages designed to insulate them from such signals. We are, after all, energetic beings, as are all life forms, and although something may lie outside of our ordinary perception, it does not imply that it's harmless. It turns out that electromagnetic signals from cell phone towers do, in fact, directly affect the human body in physical ways. And surprisingly, for amputees, common cellular signals can actually amplify sensations of pain in the body, even in the presence of such emissions. In other words, they experience phantom limb pain because their bodies are being stimulated. Phantom limb pain is if an amputee loses a leg, they still feel the leg. It'll start itching and start having pain. And these signals are so strong, they cause this through nerve conduction through the body. Here's another one. 1960 subliminal video of the national anthem hides MKUltra message to obey the government. Instead, this is what I talked about earlier. It says, obey the government and regard it as God. They say this on the subliminal messages. I mean, can you believe they're doing this? And this was old school technology back in the 50s and the 60s coming out of MKUltra, coming right out of the German concentration camps. They continually say, trust the U.S. government. God is real. God is watching. Believe in government God. Rebellion will not be tolerated. Obey, consume, obey, consume. These messages are repeated until the finale at the end. By MK Ultra, by MK Naomi, worship, consume, obey, believe, and finally, do not question government. This is insane. This is what they're doing to you. You're listening to Hagman Show, so have you been warned? Here's another one. MK Ultra. It's funny, I pulled all these articles up today, Doug, to do it on your talk about it on your show today. I haven't covered any of these on my own talk show. MK Ultra researcher puts electrodes in people's brains for the U.S. government. This is back in the 50s. I mentioned this earlier. Neurophysiologist Carl Wilhelm Sein Jacobsen built his own EEG lab at Gustad Psychiatric Hospital in Norway with copious funding from the Rockefeller, the Ford, and the Navy and NASA for research using electrodes implanted in the brains of psychiatric patients to carry out what many have said was unethical research on these patients. This is how they mapped out the brain. We talked about this earlier in the show. Here's another one. New York Times reporter found murdered, this is just a couple of days ago, after exposing MK Ultra. A former New York Times reporter has been found murdered in the Dominican Republic following her exposure of the MKUltra program. Sarah Kershaw was found asphyxiated due to strangulation on Monday at her apartment in Sosa. Project MKUltra, often referred to as the CIA's mind control program, was the code name given to an illegal program of experiments on human subjects that was carried out from was a continuation of the Nazi concentration camp studies. They were designed and undertaken by the CIA, which basically is being run by the Nazis at that point. Ms. Kershaw published an article with the New York Times exploring the subject in 2008 with her article sharing their demons on the web writing. For people who regularly visit and write on message boards on the mind control sites, the idea that others would describe the sites as promoting delusional and psychotic thinking is simply evidence of a cover-up of the truth. Goes on to say in her article, Ms. Kershaw wrote that people who felt they were being targeted had found the support of the Missouri Representative Jim Guest, who told the Times, I've had enough of the calls. Some of credible people, professors, are being targeted by non-lethal weapons. They become psychologically affected by it. They have trouble sleeping at night. When Ms. Kershaw wrote her article, psychotronic warfare was not legal against U.S. citizens, but that all changed with the National Defense Authorization Act in 2013. I'm going to repeat this. When Ms. Kershaw wrote her article, psychotronic warfare was not legal against American citizens, but that all changed with the National Defense Authorization Act of 2013, which says psychotronic weapons are those that act to take away a part of the information. Psychotronic weapons are those that act to take away a part of the information which is stored in a man's brain. It is sent to a computer which reworks it to the level needed for those who need to control the man, and the modified information is then reinserted into the brain. These weapons are used against the mind to induce hallucinations, sickness, mutations, zombification, or even death. included in the arsenal are VHF generators, x-rays, ultrasound, and radio waves. This is an article from the Psychotronic Warfare from the Abreu Report, which published all of this information. It is possible that Mrs. Kershaw stumbled upon some new information that made her dangerous. Considering the speed at which the capabilities of psychotronic weapons have improved, the possibility is extremely high. Another article. MK Ultra, they intended to use drugs for everything. This is from John Rappaport. He's a great guy, by the way. I think you've had him on your show. Drugs to transform individuals and even by implication in society. Drug research is going far beyond the usual descriptions of MK Ultra. The intention is there in the record. A CIA document was included in the transcript of the 1977 U.S. Senate hearings on MK Ultra and the CIA's mind control program. The document is found on page 166. It begins a portion of the research and development programs. What's hoped for was a list of drugs and their uses to control human perception and mind and to change people chemically. This whole thing goes on and on and on. Substance which will increase the efficiency of meditation and perception, materials that prevent or counter effect of alcohol, substance which produce physical disablement such as paralysis of the legs, substance which produce pure euphoria, substance which alter personality structure. This is what they were looking for with the MKUltra program. This is all part of the Nazi protocol. Okay, so if you examine the full range of psychiatric drugs developed since 1955, you'll see that a number of them fit into the CIA's agenda. Speed-type chemicals which idle the brain for a long period of time so you can treat ADHD, antipsychotic drugs to render patients more and more dependent on others and government as they sink into profound disability and incur motor brain damage, and of course the SSRI depressors like Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft, which produce extreme and debilitating highs and lows and also push people over the edge into committing violence and suicide. Guys, this stuff is real. Here's another one. U.S. physicians when U.S. musicians are drafted into the CIA's MK Ultra program. This is now the bands and the rock bands. The CIA mind control program is medically based. It employs doctors and psychiatrists and researchers, but this isn't a small group of fringe wackos who have an idea about altering human behavior. CIA contracts in the private sector resonate with the goals of this program. They don't need a nudge. MK Ultra isn't foreign territory for them. In the field, the entire field of psychiatry is about mind control, the diagnosis of arbitrarily labeled mental disorders, the applications of toxic drugs to alter brain chemistry. Biological chemical psychiatry is in its current form a stunning version of MK Ultra right out in the open with the blessings and the backing of the national government's court systems, prisons, mainstream media, and academia. Over 5,000 university professors, it was shown by the reports, have been compromised through the CIA program, and hundreds of mainstream news anchors have been compromised through the CIA program. According to diverse sources, here's a partial list of the reported hundreds of jazz musicians who went to it. Sonny Rollins, Chet Baker lists them all. It also reported that Ray Charles was there. It's supposed to be a rehab center, a place for drying out, but it was something else too. It was a United States CIA, and it was an experimentation on inmates, and they were using LSD and all these other things in order to try to change people's brain chemistry. This is crazy, guys. This is what the United States government we've learned about through the reports, have done to destroy the brains and the minds to learn to control us. What do you guys think about this?
It's all conspiracy. Doggone it. It's all, you know.
This is all document. This is all government. This is all government. This is all through the Freedom of Information Act. In other Gottlieb-funded experiments at the center, Isbell had 9 black males strapped to tables and injecting them with cyclobin, inserted rectal thermometers, had light shown in their eyes to measure pupil dilation, had their joints whacked to test neural reactions. If you think these experiments are so extreme they bear no resemblance to modern psychiatry, think again. Thorazine, the first so-called antipsychotic drug, was researched on the basis of its ability to make humans profoundly quiescent and passive. Electroshock and lobotomy are straight out of torture techniques that also destroy parts of the brain. SSRI antidepressants increase violent behavior, including homicide. Among its many documented effects, Ritalin can induce hallucinations and paranoia. All of this has been going through MK Ultra. I mean, gosh, this is through John Rappaport. I mean, you know, here's the thing. It never ends. Here's another one by Preston James, Psychotronic Firewalls Against Public Truth. And I'm just going to skip to the back of this article because he summarizes it all at the very end. And he talks about the Luciferian elite that are doing all of this stuff. and about the cell phones. He says, here's a quick summary of non-inclusive. He says they're using TVs, cell phones, cell towers, cell phone towers, Wi-Fi, Doppler radar, ground-based place systems, triangulated on-target individual or group, satellite systems, drone and aircraft systems, micro-implant activation, micro-implants. This is the smart dust for satellite tracking, prime freak identification of every person like an individual fingerprint, and satellite or cell system tracking, catalytic viruses. It goes on and on and on of what they've already done and what they've already tried to do as far as incorporating us into the hive mind. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get us all tied into this artificial intelligence. This is what Kurzweil says his whole thing is going to be. And it's all about the elite and their Luciferian indoctrination and what they're doing to worship Satan. Let me give you some more of his examples. He's education and cultural mind control, which include diversity training and political correctness, which are actually neo-Bolshevik cultural programming designed to destroy America's borders. And he goes, you can thank Michael Savage for this brilliant observation. He's one of the top radio talk show hosts like you guys are. Mind control through the controlled mass media, the major media, through the monopoly, and who owns all the media. Number three, mind control through the entertainment provided by popular music and especially urban rap. Ranges from mild to subtle in some cases. Mind control through fluoride added to the public water supply, toothpaste, and foods. And guys, if you're still using fluoride in your toothpaste after you listen to this tonight, go to healthmasters.com and get off that trash. Number five, $1 trillion cell phone systems which deploy pulse beam microwave systems, Wi-Fi systems which have been installed in many public schools, restaurants, businesses, and homes. Plug it, unplug it at night. Ground-based ELF and Doppler radar systems, which have secondary entertainment functions, Madison Avenue advertising and inculcated interest in dressing to conform. This is being trendy. Imposed corporate norms for behavior and thought. Various mind-altering drugs and mind-altering compounds added to the food and beverages, like the fluoride again. MMT and other mind control additives allegedly added to the gasoline and diesel fuels, including passenger aircraft. Chemtrail spraying in the skies with barium and anno-aluminum, strontium, and other toxic elements, along with biological elements which can be flashed psychotronically to hide the American mind. Precalculated radiation discharges from numerous population power plants all over the United States and Fukushima. These engineered releases are based on CIA. Now listen to this. This is for the radiation. These engineered releases, that's why they haven't shut Fukushima down, are based on the CIA MK Ultra research programs on how brain function is modified by radiation injection and inhalation. This is a very secret, very sinister, complete evil combination of eugenics and mind control programs. Cancer rates in the America are now admitted to be 1 in 7 and 1 in 3 in many areas, as the rates are climbing everywhere because of these planned level releases of radiation across America. That's why they're not stopping these nuclear reactors like the one in Miami that are leaking. This is one of the key eugenics programs by the satanic pedophile ritual child sacrifice network. The global New World Order evil agenda of the whole world. And he goes into detail. Number 15, the new technology, advanced psychotronics, psi power, aka psychic or spiritual entrainment powers. These are spiritual, listen to this, these are spiritual blood spells placed on the American mind through pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice, mass murder of war, and program mass murder by injection. Big medicine, big pharma, despite the beneficial elements of much of these when used properly, are involved in this massive eugenics protocol on the American population and the global population. I mean, can it be any more direct than that, Doug and Joe? This No. is what they're doing to us. And so, guys, you don't have to believe me. But I'm telling you, stop using the fluoride and turn the stinking Wi-Fi off at night. Stop allowing yourself to sleep inside of that doggone toxic stew of electronic signaling. It's really, really, really bad for you. Any comments, guys?
No, and you know, well, yeah, comments are these. You know, this... what you're addressing here, Ted, and this is so important because one of our sponsors is Whole Tones, and they Michael Terrell talks about frequencies, and this is affecting us, as you point out, and as Michael pointed out, at a cellular level, and we've got to fight this. In fact, I received an email here just very briefly while you were talking about this from Donna. She writes this, and this is, you know, directed to you, Ted. Good evening, gentlemen. Great show so far. It's weird that you're talking about the subject tonight, meaning the Wi-Fi stuff. For the past few months, I've been feeling a type of exhaustion that doesn't feel, and she puts in quotes, normal. And lately, I can't seem to shake the feeling that it's related to Wi-Fi. I learned a bit ago to trust my intuition, and I can't explain how imperative it is that we do, for we as followers of Jesus Christ to understand how frequencies can and do daily affect us. And see, she writes, Dr. Brower and Mr. Terrell both speak of age-old wisdom that is greatly needed now for our salvation. So, you know, and again, whenever we talk about things like this, Ted, and I don't mean to consistently bring this up, but to conflate New Age, you know, promotion versus biblical wisdom is sometimes it's just by unwitting and uninformed Christians, and other times it's deliberate. Okay, so I just want to just say this: you've done your homework. Here it is. And my wife and I were talking about this earlier today, believe it or not, this topic. And she came around one issue. She said, I don't believe you. And this is about something on the periphery of what we're talking about. She said, I'm not sure I believe you. Show me the research. Show me the facts. And I did. And she looked at it and she said, how can that possibly be? You know, are you telling me? And then we had a discussion about it. So, I mean, you get the idea. Even members of my own family, sometimes my wife, and she keeps me in check, I got to tell you. But even the people closest to us don't really believe sometimes or comprehend exactly what you're saying. So I just wanted to reaffirm that, not that you need it, but there it is from a listener, Donna. You know, there it is. I mean, so, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you know, I've physically talked about this, and guys, listen to me. Well, you don't have to listen to me. Please listen to me. Go back and listen to the show I did in November and also in December with Hagman. It's gone viral. It's had probably hundreds of thousands of links linked to it now. The other one we did on the dead doctors last summer literally has 8 million views now. So listen to me for just one second, please. I ask you from the bottom of my heart, and if I can do anything to make you listen. This is real. Okay, this is so weird, but it's real. I mean, and you know, and when I talk about this stuff, I invariably have all of these Christians say, he's promoting New Age technology and thinking, no, I'm not. Will you please stop it? This is science, okay? Look, I've had 400 hours in the biochemical labs at Florida State University. I had hundreds of hours in the organic chemistry labs and in the general chemistry labs. I mean, I've had the physics. I've had all these crazy classes, and I mean, I took all of this crazy stuff that I took. I mean, I've got degrees in all of this from Florida State University. These are all part of my majors, and I'm not degrees in all of those topics, but as part of my undergraduate and master's degree programs. This stuff is real. What they're doing to us psychotronically is real. They have the technology. Read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. In General Stubblebine, they've interviewed him in that book, and he talks about what they're able to do. This is absolutely crazy what they've learned through psychology and through the research that was done in the concentration camps and the research that I believe the fallen angels have given these people to control us. That's what this whole thing with the blood sacrifice is. I mean, look at these Catholic priests now that are being sheltered again in one of the other northeastern cities up there that were involved in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pedophilia things. Again, they do this because these guys that are doing this, in most cases, they're not just sickos that are pedophiles, they're Satanists. And they use this energy, and this is what they were taught by Aleister Crowley. And again, I don't promote anything he taught, but I'm just telling you this is where they got a lot of this stuff from, and from the fallen angels, and from the Satan networks that Ted Gunnarsson talked about. They rape these children, and they pull energy out of these children, and then a lot of times they torture these children, and then they kill them and drink their blood. They stand around them like a group of 13 of them, and they feed the energy into these demons, and the demons allow that to control the energetic field around the planet. Now, it sounds so crazy that nobody wants to believe it, but that's how they control the thought and the energy field. That's why Jesus said to us, we've got to think on love. It's all about love, forgiveness, and love. And he threw a huge wrench into it. When he died on the cross, he forever changed everything when he spilled his blood. And I talk about it in detail on the December and the November show about the blood of Christ. That was back in November. And guys, and whenever I do stuff like that, and I go into this stuff really deep from a physics standpoint, a group of people out there, either who are Christians who are well-meaning, or disinformation agents that are put out there by the government, jump on me and attack me. And I don't mean to have that happen. I'm not trying to get attacked. Nobody enjoys what happened to me back in December and January. But the truth of the matter is, I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in all of these things. And all the stuff that people have said about me is not true. I was born again as a Christian in April of 1979, you know, while I was in graduate school at Florida State University, and it completely and totally changed my life. The difference is, I read sometimes two or three books a week, and I don't read mental candy. I don't read romance novels, okay? I read really heavy stuff. Sometimes I'll read entire books on physics and holographic universes and stuff like that. And so I'm really into this stuff, and I understand how a lot of it works, but I don't understand how a lot of the other stuff works. But they're using this human sacrifice. Now they found a better way to do it using frequency, and that's what Google's building a giant transmitter up in their out there in New Mexico, and almost the entire application is redacted. It's redacted, which means it has black lines through it, and nobody can see it because it's classified research through the government, through the CIA. And I'm going to say this again. We've taken elected officials and we put them into Washington, D.C. because we want to not have to deal with what's going on in the government. We want our elected officials to deal with it. So we've sent people like Bubble Boy Rubio to the Senate, and then we send Cruz, whose wife is a Goldman Sachs insider. I mean, he's ridiculous is what he is. He worked in George Bush's White House, for heaven's sakes. I mean, this guy's bad, bad news. Okay, we send these guys to Washington because we want them to protect us and to take care of us. They turn over what they are going to do to the military. The military turns it over to the CIA, who's running this covert drug operation out of Afghanistan, bringing in $1 trillion a year in for black ops, running it through the doggone, through the United States military, bringing the drugs into the mafia, into the mobs of the United States to distribute it. The largest commodity in the world is oil. The second is natural gas. And the third is heroin, for heaven's sakes. And we've been able to fund these black ops programs through the heroin bringing into the United States through the Exchange Stability Fund. You can go ahead and watch it, read, you can do all your research you want on that. That was done in 1934, and it was first initially funded by the gold they stole from us and then reevaluated for billions of dollars back in 34. They ran out of that money quickly, so then they had to find other ways to do it. They went to Chiang Kai-shek to find out how he was funding his military in China. He said it was through opium and through heroin to the Chinese people. Then they decided to bring it to the jazz clubs in the United States and to the black Harlem ghettos to sell the heroin to fund their operations. That spread throughout the entire United States now. That's why heroin deaths have skyrocketed everywhere, because the heroin they're bringing out of Afghanistan, because we have these huge facilities that we built over there to process the heroin, are coming in here by C-130 transport planes. That's how they're doing all this and funding all this black operation stuff. Now they're spraying us with chemtrails, with Morgellons, with chemicals that actually attach itself in microelectric crystals that attach themselves into our DNA and transmit our information into this hive mind, into this artificial intelligence, through the entire web and network of things that we bought and we put into our homes that tie us together. That's what they're doing to us. They found a more efficient way to control the energy field around the planet than human sacrifice. Now, they're still doing that because that still works, but they're doing this. And a lot of people say this is what the original pyramidal structures were being used for on the planet that were here before the flood, Doug. They were used to control the energy field around the planet. And then when God split the planet apart, he broke all the ley lines with the flood with Noah. All of these pyramids went dormant. They quit working because the ley lines underneath them that were powering them were shifted because of the transference of the continents and with the continental plate shifting. So they had to find another way to do it. That's what all the Druid worship was about. The Druid sacrifice was about. That's what Stonehenge was about. This stuff's been around since Genesis chapter 6, before that, before Moses wrote about it. And this is what's been going on now for thousands and thousands of years, even since the flood. And now they've got us almost back to Genesis chapter 6 again, where we were then. And now Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. If you don't understand Genesis chapter 6 and what happened with these fallen angels, and you have not read the book of Enoch, which is still considered part of the text in the Ethiopian Bible that was not taken out by the Roman Catholic Church in 323 AD, I believe, by Constantine, you don't understand the Old Testament enough to understand what just happened to the planet. these fallen angels, call them what you want to call them. If you're not a Christian tonight and you don't want to call them a fallen angel or a demon, call them a stinking alien. I don't care what you call them, but wrap your head around this stuff. This stuff is real. These interdimensional beings are real, and they're here, and we feed them with all of the stuff that we do. That's why Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who he may devour. Now, the Word tells us that he does this. This is what this whole thing's about. They're doing this with this attention field around the planet, and this is how they're going to control it. Google just set up an amplifier so big, so huge in New Mexico, it can broadcast to all 50 states and probably down to Central America and into Canada too, Doug. That's how much power is going to be generated by this thing, because they want to be able to do the psychotronic warfare with us at their whim. They're scared to death of Donald Trump, because they're afraid he's going to expose all of this stuff and he's going to set them back 15 or 20 years. They want their master Lucifer to control this realm completely and entirely. They want human sacrifices, which is another form of abortion, which is what they're doing. Now they want to have children brought up all the way to 9 months and have them born, kill them basically in the womb, as far as making them brain dead, keeping them on respirators alive so they can pull their bodies apart and sell the organs. Are you kidding me? These are the most sick group of people I've ever heard of in my entire life, but they're real and they're out there. And this is what they want from us. They want to control the planet. And it says this in the book of Revelations, that in the end times it's going to be so bad in the book of Revelation to start opening up. Revelation, the book of Revelation, is not happy-happy. And none of it's happy-happy. It's all bad. And that's what we're coming into. And I believe that if we stand together in the aggregate as Christians right now, God will have mercy on us, and he will slow this thing down, and it won't come on us as fast. But we've got to get somebody in the White House who's willing to stand against these people. And I pray to God Almighty, because nobody knows for sure that Donald Trump's going to be one of these people. But I know one thing, all hell has broken loose against this man trying to stop him from his ability to get into the White House and receive the Republican nomination. And the Republican GOP in Iowa, some of their top leaders said, if he gets the election, if he becomes the GOP candidate, that they're going to vote for Hillary. Are you kidding me? This is how twisted and sick our government has. Our government is run by pedophiles. It is run by Satanists. And they are doing all of this stuff to control us, to bring us to a one-world religion. They want to get rid of the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians, and they want to bring us under their one-world religion of Lucifer. That's the goal here, Doug. That's all the goal has ever been for these guys.
That's right. And please understand, folks, they want to outlaw the three monotheistic, primary
right.
monotheistic religions, dilute Christianity, recognize, and see, this is how subtle it is. We will recognize Jesus, of course, as a historical figure and as a prophet, but to worship him would be to be going against the God of the state, meaning the God of the New World Order. So it sounds so, you know, it sounds, when I say it, or when you say it, it sounds so mind-blowing, like, come on, shut up, just go away, put your tinfoil hat on. But when you think about this, and you think about the insidious, hideous nature of this, and look around you, everyone, look what's going on. Look at Chicago tonight. Look, I mean, as an example of how late it is, but the bottom line is, Ted, yes, they want to, and they are in the process of using the Vatican, or
that's
the
right.
Vatican is
a bunch of perverts.
Okay, exactly. And you know something, and this is, I don't want to plug my, well, I'm going to plug my book that I wrote, Stained by Blood. I got a glimpse of what we're talking about in 1987. I did not recognize it for what it was, and if I, even back then, I would not have believed it. Now I do. Now it makes sense. Okay, now I understand. And that's the other thing I'm going to say about that. But anyway, man, you're on a roll. Keep going, brother.
Well, here's another article. Navy was caught conducting secret electromagnetic warfare testing in public in Washington State. This is by Claire Bernish. She goes, exposure to electromagnetic frequency radiation has been shown by medical studies in the Navy to cause numerous health problems, including corneal damage, tubular degeneration of the testicles. Of course, that's more of the getting rid of the people from rebreeding, brain heating, sterility, death, cranial nerve disorders, seizures, convulsions, depression, insomnia, chest pain, and sparking between dental fillings. I mean, sparking between dental fillings, like your mouth is arcing. Unbelievable. I remember back in the 60s, if you had by how mouthful of fillings, Doug, you could actually hear radio going through your mouth. Do you remember that?
Actually, I still do, Ted. The voices. it's just talk radio, and it's.
I've actually heard people. They actually hear it because it goes through all this, and they're saying alarmingly, without public notification or even cautionary brownie warnings in place to prevent actual exposure, the Navy's EMF testing was taking place in public areas and popular tourist destinations for 5 years. And they're doing this. The effects on small animals, birds, reptiles, and amphibians were completely ignored, despite the fact that all 15 Olympic National Forest and state-owned sites elected by the Navy for mobile emitters are in critical habitat of endangered species. I mean, this is what they do. They test this stuff. They beta test this stuff on everybody to see how it works, and they do the research. They may have done another beta test in Chicago, and I'm going to read this one more time, and then we'll start on some other articles. This is again from Preston James. Chemtrail spraying in the skies with barium, aluminum, strontium, and other toxic chemicals and biological agents, which can be flashed psychotronically to hive the American mind through all of these frequency generators. Pre-calculated radiation discharges from nuclear power plants all over America and pre-planned Fukushima disaster. These engineered releases of radiation are based on the CIA MK Ultra research on how brain function is modified by radar injection and inhalation. This is a very secret, very sinister, complete evil combination eugenics and mind control programs through the concentration camps brought through us by MK Ultra and the United States government. Cancer rates in America are now admitted to be 1 in 7, with 1 in 3 in many areas, and rates are climbing everywhere because of these planned releases of radiation. We have giant plants leaking all over these nuclear power plants are leaking all over the United States because they're releasing radiation across America and actually the entire world. This is one of the key eugenics programs by the satanic, pedophile, ritual child sacrifice vivisectionist. That means they basically cut them open and do a vivisection. They basically disembowel them during their sacrifice, what they do. Global New World evil agenda for the entire planet. I mean, this is incredible. The newer technologically advanced psychotronics as psi power, also known as psychic or spiritual entrainment powers. These are the blood spiritual rituals placed on the American group mind through the pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice, mass murder of war, and program mass murder of injection, big medicine and big pharma, and human sacrifice networks. I mean, unbelievable. I couldn't have said that or written that any better. That's what they're doing. And I know the reason I read that twice, the first time I read it, I thought, I don't really believe people are getting this. This is so awful. Because why do you think they did the Fukushima? Do you not think that we don't have the ability to shut that nuclear plant down over there? We can start pumping concrete into that doggone containment area like they did in Chernobyl when they wanted to shut that thing down. And we can get those 6-inch lines of concrete, and we can start putting millions of cubic tons of concrete inside of those reactors, and we can stop this thing in Chernobyl of what's going on right now. They haven't done that. They've let it run for 5 years. They've radioactively poisoned the entire Pacific Ocean. These clouds now are coming across to us, including more mercury now coming out of the coal-fired plants in China. And all of this poisoning is settling in us because the Earth spins in that direction. And it's happening to the people in the United States, into the far west, everywhere as far as the radiation levels are spiking. Then we have nuclear power plants leaking all over the United States, including in Miami, dumping water and nuclear radiation into Biscayne Bay. It's happening right now as we speak. That's in my state. That's about 200 miles from me. And all of this stuff is going on all over this. And now they're telling us that the radiation is good for you. And now we find out tonight that it's part of the MK Ultra mind control experiments in subjecting radiation and human beings together, which is, I'm sure, they learned from all the experiments they did with all the radioactive releases they did during all of the tests they did with all the nuclear weapons they discharged in the atmosphere, Doug. I mean, all of this stuff is designed by Lucifer, by the fallen angels, Genesis chapter 6, to bring the entire planet under subjection to him and to create a one-world government under Lucifer to worship him, including the child sacrifices and everything else.
And there it is. And you know, people, Ted, I mean, people say, well, you're talking about history, things, the historical things, you know, things that, like the Nazis. Every time we mention Nazis, I get an email from the same person all the time, every single time. Nazi. Okay. So I'm mentioning it now. So, don't even bother. I think I blocked them. But anyway, having said that, 4 out of 5 guests this week mentioned Nazis. Now, gee whiz, was that just because of our scheduling? No, it's because of exactly, Ted, your research, and look at the globalist agenda. Look at the secret underbelly. What is the Trojan horse of the New World Order? Yes, it's technocracy. I agree with that, but it's also the Nazi ideology. And I think people really need to understand that not, and Steve Quayle was right. Look, the Nazis really, they won the war. I mean, they really did.
Yes, they did.
You know,
remember, they took the entire vast fortune of all the countries they looted in Europe, and they reinvested it into the major corporations. Prescott Bush was a Nazi sympathizer, if not a Nazi. I believe the entire Nazi Bush crime family is part of that eugenics program through the Nazis. He tried to do a hostile takeover of the United States in 1933 with Smedley Butler to bring a fascist dictatorship into the United States. This is Prescott Bush, the father of H. Bush. And so
that's right.
This is the craziest thing that we talk about. You can look it up online and you can read it for yourself. In fact, Jim Mars says in the Fourth Reich that basically the Nazis won the war. He said the Nazis took over the United States government with the 30,000 or so, we don't know the exact number, of Operation Paperclip people they brought in. And remember, I talked about this last month on your show, the reason that it was called Operation Paperclip, whenever they found somebody with the CIA they thought was interesting, they would paperclip their file. That's why it was called Operation Paperclip. And all the files that had been paperclipped, they were given new identities and brought into the United States. This was what happened in 1945-46. And so what we have to understand is this. You know, this hasn't changed yet. And, you know, this Nazi group of people, the ones especially who worship the Black Flame, and Rush Dizdar talks about this, these were bad people. They were really, really, really bad people. A lot of them were into the occult. And if you read the book, Pawns of the Game by William Carr, it talks about it. There were two factions of the Nazi Party. The true fascists, the true National Socialists, okay, and also the Satanists. And the problem was, the Satan group with the Nazis wanted to take over the world, but the Satan group that was running England wanted to take over the world, and these two Satan groups clashed. And so what happened is they found common ground there at the end of the war when they allowed all that advanced technology to be given to the United States in return for letting Hitler go to Argentina and letting some of the top people in the Nazi military escape and leave and get new identities, including a lot of them with the Operation Paperclip. According to Jim Mars, the two nuclear bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were German nuclear bombs that they had, but they did not deploy. Because they did not want to do that. They traded all that information for the top guys to escape. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Jim Mars said that the detonators couldn't work. They couldn't get them. They couldn't figure out how to make the detonators work. And he said there was absolutely no reason that the Nazis lost that war because of the advanced weaponry they had. So the truth is, I don't know, but that's what Jim Mars says, and he's pretty well documented, pretty much researched, and it makes sense to me. And there have been too many reports that Hitler lived in Argentina the rest of his life and moved around freely. And so the truth is, do you really think the most powerful man in the world at that time, or one of the most powerful men in the world, when he was going to be trading all these nuclear secrets, do you think he really walked, you know, into his bunker and shot himself and had his body burned? And now the Russians have proven through DNA testing that the remains they had that were told that were Adolf Hitler's were female in origin through the DNA testing. That's so right. It wasn't even Hitler. So no, I don't believe he was killed. I believe he walked and skated and gave this technology to the Satan group that was operating in England that was running the New World Order even at that point through the United Nations that was developed right after the war. That's what I think happened.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, I'll go one better with you for those who didn't hear the program with Peter Lavenda, as he writes in the Hitler Legacy. I believe Hitler went to Argentina. From there, he went to Indonesia. I believe that Lavenda is right when he said that this guy named Perk or P umlaut over the O C H. How do you pronounce that, Ted? P O C H.
It's umlaut over the O is er. Like my name with an umlaut over my name's actually supposed to have an umlaut. Brower. It's supposed to be brer is what it's supposed to be, and we pronounce it broer.
Okay. Well, anyway, I believe that this P P-O-C-H-U-M-A-W over the O, did go to Indonesia and die in Indonesia in 1970. And I think that the research does point to that. But the reason I mention that, Ted, is the things that happened in Bali, the mass extermination genocide, or I shouldn't say genocide, but the purge of the communists in Bali back in 64, I think it was, or 65. Anyway, that guy was there. But the bottom line here, the connection to the current government, I'm going to throw this out there for your consideration, Ted, the connection to the government today, Indonesia. Why Indonesia? Why did Hitler go? And let's just humor me for a moment. Hitler went to Indonesia. Why did he do that? Well, there was a vast Nazi ideological bias over there in Indonesia, and he did use the Muslims. He weaponized Islam during World War II. But having said all of that, to establish the Fourth Reich. But what gets me real quick is this. Sabud, now Peter Levenda, and I'm going to try to convince him of this based on my research. I believe the group known as Sabud, S-U-B-U-D, which really has its roots in Indonesia. And folks, you might remember this because Loretta Fuddy from the aircraft, the Hawaiian aircraft. Loretta Fuddy was the director of health over in Hawaii and covered up, she was the gatekeeper for Obama's birth certificate. She was a high-ranking member of Sabud. Hitler, I believe, was part of Sabud, which was an OSS/CIA infiltrated organization. And the bottom line here is Obama spent a lot of time in Indonesia. Why? Why? Well, Sabud connections there, and also look at what he's doing over here. I mean, it would take an entire program to, and in fact, next week we will talk about that. But Ted, I just want to throw that out there. You're absolutely 100% correct.
Well, no. In fact, you know, it's interesting to me because my mom, being in Nazi Germany, she was raised in Nazi Germany. She was born in 1916 and went through the entire war over there. She was messed up. I mean, I love my mom, may she rest in peace, but she was messed up because of what she had seen. And if you want to really see probably the greatest piece of propaganda that Goebbels ever put out, in fact, one of the greatest piece of propaganda that's ever been done, watch it online. It's in black and white. It's called Triumph of the Will, and it was done by Joseph Goebbels. And it dealt with the Nuremberg rallies. And it's all this symbolism that burns deeply into the brain that you could never forget the symbols of all the Nazi banners and the eagles and all this other kind of stuff. And it shows how they programmed the German hive mind by doing that until they got the German people so convinced they could do anything. And they just basically were destroyed because their Satan group. Remember, the Rothschilds and the bankers put Hitler into power. Nobody wants to talk about that. Okay, he was Time Magazine Man of the Year, but when he started throwing out the Rothschild banking cartel in Germany and then in all these other countries he started taking over, they decided that he wanted his Satan group to be the big powerful Satan group, and that's what happened. And if you read the book by William Carr, Pawns in the Game, he goes into detail with that. So the whole thing is just pretty much everything you've been taught is a giant pile of crap. I'm telling you guys, and I'm sorry to offend you if it does. A steaming pile of crap. I mean, we have been so lied to in the United States since the turn of the last century, since 100 years ago with the Federal Reserve Act. And it's gotten deeper and wider and deeper and wider. And I've got a bunch of articles. I was going to quote a whole bunch of presidents that's saying, you know, from the days of Andrew Jackson, there's been a group of people here that have run the government through these covert means. Kennedy tried to expose it. They killed him. And so we've been given all of this stuff and lied to. And finally, we get somebody who's just telling us the truth. A cowboy comes out like John Wayne or Clint Eastwood would in the back in the 60s and says, hey, wait a minute. I'm tired of the lies. I'm not a politician. I'm a billionaire. Heck with you people. I'm going to tell you the truth. We're going to pull out the 28 pages of redacted information on 9/11, tell you it did this. We're going to stop these drug companies from doing all of this. We're going to talk about these immunization of these children. And they're freaking out, Doug. They don't know what to say because the guy is talking about stuff that nobody's supposed to know about. And unless you're in alternative media, you had no idea what he was talking about. And that's why he's grabbed such a huge audience now in the alternative media, because we've all been telling people all of this stuff for years and years and years. But I know we're almost out of time. So again, I want to thank you guys Go look up the Hagman blood sugar protocol at healthmasters.com or the Dave Hodges healthy joint protocol, and I'll be on with Dave again the last 2 hours of the show on Sunday night, plus my show is from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. I'll cover more of the information we need to get done with tonight on both shows. Also, I wanted to thank you guys for your support. We've also got the healthy immune system protocol that we talked about on the show back in December, when we talked about what Morgellons does to the body and how it can overtake the body if the body's not healthy. And we'll tell you how to get yourself a really, really strong immune system and stay healthy in the middle of all of this mess. And guys, please, I'm going to ask you again for like the fourth or fifth time, turn off your Wi-Fi routers at night. Please, I ask you from the bottom of my heart, get this psychotronic mess out of your house, turn this mess off, and realize you don't have to sleep inside of a Wi-Fi signal. When you get off the internet at night, when you stop checking your emails or your messages, unplug it. Don't just turn it off, unplug it. Pull the power cord out of the wall. They haven't found a way how to turn them back on yet where the power is disconnected or where the battery's out of them. So please make sure everything's turned off and that you sleep in as quiet of an area as you possibly can and avoid all of this input into your brain. And I'm telling you, Doug, that thing that happened in Louisville with those 1,500 people that rioted a few months ago, and they broke into this giant fight in the middle of the mall, and now they're doing it in Chicago. Somebody warned Trump. And it could have been Joe on the Dave Hodges show last weekend when he broke that story. And we may have saved Donald's life by keeping him out of Chicago tonight.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I truly believe, Ted, that because in fact, Joe showed me the message I sent to him saying, you know, be careful now. Because I mean, when he was talking about that, and he said, no, look, I've got this. This is right. Great job, Joe. And I say that not to say, you know,
I mean,
yay
I'm just
is
lucky
us.
Enough to come across the information. I mean,
well, but to understand how deeply we're being gamed. Well, yeah. No, your research. I mean, so how deeply we're being gamed, and Ted, to expose. See, a lot of people don't want to hear what you say about what you say. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. A lot of people don't want to hear, thinking, well, just belief in Jesus Christ is our faith in Jesus Christ is sufficient, and that is sufficient. However, have we not been appointed to expose the works of darkness for those who are watchmen? I think we have, right?
I believe we have,
right?
Doug.
Because we can do two things at once. We can, in fact, embrace the salvation, you know, that our loving God has given us, and expose the works of darkness at the same time. We can do both things at once. We're not, we can do both things at once. Simple as that. So we need to really get this message out. And, folks, please share this program with everyone you know. And tune in to Dave Hodges' show Sunday night. But before you do, tune in to Ted's show Sunday night as well. Okay? And because if you like what you hear tonight, you can get 5 days a week, 6 days a week of Dr. Ted Brower and his son Austin do a fantastic job. And I just so thankful that go ahead.
Ted on his show Sunday night, followed by his appearance on Dave Hodges in the last 2 hours.
Yeah. So there you go, man.
So at least Dave's giving me an hour break between my show and that and his show. But, you know, I tell you what, guys, if you think about this, I'm 60 years old. I was semi-retired. I've come out of retirement now, and I'm doing radio 6 days a week, which has completely stopped my entire schedule of being able to do anything with pretty much that I like to do except for 1 day a week. I did this because I felt that it was necessary when God woke me up from the dream that I had 5 years ago this summer. And I tell you what, guys, it's changed my life. It's changed my prayer life. It's changed everything. I'm more committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ right now in my life than I've ever been at any part of my life. And I was a truly committed Christian since I was saved back in 1979 when I was 23 years old. But I tell you what, guys, the power that we get from the cross and the power that we get through the blood of Christ and the power that we get through his continual perpetual act of sanctification of us through the book of Hebrews that talks about that, it's just unbelievable what we have. But the problem is a lot of the people in the world don't have that. They're watching this symbology and this stuff and what it's doing, and they've learned from Edward Bernays, and they've learned from Goebbels, and they've learned from the CIA, and they've learned from MK Ultra, and they don't understand that the stuff they've been taught was done to them without them being aware of it, and it's been programmed into them. And so it's up to us to train the people and to teach the people to wake up and to realize that their salvation is important through Jesus Christ. But I really believe that we can get a stay of execution for the United States of America. I believe we can get another 40 or 50 years. But if Hillary Clinton gets in the White House, Doug, Joe, we might as well all move to New Zealand or to a, you know, to a third world country somewhere that we don't have to worry about all this nonsense, because it's going to get really, really bad. Of course, it can't get much worse than King Obama's been by executive fiat. He's done about everything he possibly can. And it's ridiculous, all of the things that he's done and how much stuff he's changed through executive order. And if we can get a president in there that'll start undoing his executive orders, because remember, a president can do that. They can undo executive orders by another executive order and change all of that back. And we'll see if the guys are willing to do that.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time tonight, Ted. And God bless with you, your research and everything that you've been doing. You've been a huge contribution not only to our program but to the alternative media in general, and we can't thank you enough.
We love you, brother.
We appreciate you, and thank you guys for listening tonight.
All right.
That's Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. Until next week, stay safe. God bless. Have a great night.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.